We're just waiting for the verdict to come through. But he's obviously going to be a doubt for Tuesday night. When the captain comes off with an injury like that, then it must be something to limit him from carrying on, because he's a tough cookie who wants to make sure that he plays every minute of the game. So he's going to be touching doubt for the game. Paul Huntington, obviously, we're getting close to getting him fit, but we've obviously got to be very careful that if we bring him back too quickly, then he might break down and out for a lot longer than we would like to. So it's not an easy situation for us. Obviously, you sign a replacement a few weeks ago and you lose Paddy McCarthy. And so it's just one of them strange quirks of fate in football that you seem to get an injury in the same position, which is not helpful to anyone. But it's no excuse. We've just got to get on with it. And whatever personnel we've got available for Tuesday night, we'll go to Charlton to try and win the game. And people that have come and moved across into different parts of the team have done the best of their ability. Look at Callum Woods. He's played centre-half a couple of times for us and has really given everything to do something for the team. So it's not ideal, but we'll assess everybody and hopefully we'll be able to put some sort of shape of a defensive unit out for the game.
I remember about 12 months ago, you put Huntington and King in as centre-backs, didn't you, when you had similar issues at the back? But with respect to League One, this is a championship now, isn't it, Simon?
Yeah, of course it is. And we looked in the summer when we had Tom, we had Bailey and Paul Huntington. We thought, well, we've got three good defenders there. We were always looking just to make sure that there possibly could have been another defender to have us cover. But it's not easy to bring in defenders to a football club at that stage of the season or pre-season when really they know that they're not going to be playing too much. It was never easy to go and recruit that type of player. So I think we have been unfortunate with being hit hard in that respect, with again losing Paddy McCarthy after 10 minutes. But you have to deal with it. You move on, and you've got to be organised and disciplined, and hopefully that whoever's playing in the back four put on a sort of resilient performance like the team did on Saturday when we were without the skipper and had to reshuffle a little bit.
I was talking to Gary Bowyer about it last week. Is it getting harder to sign players on loan than it's ever been? Are some clubs stockpiling players more than they perhaps ever have before?
It's a possibility, yeah. I think everybody likes to have as many players around as possible, and there's a balance for the manager to decide, does he keep enough players around, but also then do you let a player out on loan for his own benefit as well? And so it's a very fine balancing act that you've got to try and do what's best for both parties. Ultimately, so you've got to do best for the football club, and teams are a little bit reluctant. But also on the other side, sometimes players don't want to go. They're quite comfortable sort of being around somebody's 20-man squad and travelling around and being in the Premiership and loving all the trappings and not ultimately want to go. The other side of it as well, you've got players who are playing in under 21 teams which maybe are not quite ready for Championship football. We would probably take a couple of young players who were in somebody's under 21 squad if we were in League One, but this is the Championship where some of these players are not quite ready for the level of competition that they're up against.
Does it get to a point? A couple of weeks ago, you let Ben Davis out, you let Kyle Reid out, and now, had they been here, they'd be probably travelling with you, wouldn't they?
We're recalling Ben Davis back anyway. He's played last six or seven games at Southport, so he's match fit if we needed to call upon him. So we've recalled him back. He'll travel with us now. Reedy's situation is a little bit different. We've got wide players as such. We've signed Adam Reach. You've got lads who can play wide, like Will Keane and Owen Dawn and people like that in a front three as such. So I think Reedy just needed to get some games for himself, but we've recalled Ben because of our options have been limited at this moment in time in that defensive unit.